Charter Commission Vice Chair Lawrence Pizer explains what voters will see on the ballot.
There is the question, shall Plymouth approve the new charter recommended by the Charter Commission as summarized below? The first one is not a change. It maintains representative town meeting, and I think that's the most important. It emphasizes that there should be a comprehensive master plan and that that should be updated.
And Pizer says there will be a change to the select board.
Instead of having 5 members at large, we'd have 4 members at large and 3 members elected by district. There would be an appointments advisory committee to assist the town manager and the select board, whoever is making the appointments. There would be a legislative oversight committee so that any matters that the town meeting passed, we'd find out if the town actually went through with them. And there would be more work for the committee of precinct chairs, and finally an optional 3rd town meeting.
Bill Abbott, who chairs the Charter Commission, says that what is stated on the ballot
basically outlines the changes in the charter. It doesn't advocate. The summary has to be neutral in the sense it can't be like a campaign document. It has to be a straight summary of the facts.
The town election is May 20th. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.